From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marnie Johnson reporting. Britain has made an historic decision to leave the European Union in a referendum that stoked passion on issues of immigration and sovereignty and has now prompted the resignation of Prime Minister David Cameron. The British people have made a very clear decision, Cameron told reporters outside 10 Downing Street today.
I will do everything I can as Prime Minister to steady the ship over the coming weeks and months. But I do not think it would be right for me to try to be the captain that steers our country to its next destination. This is not a decision I've taken lightly, but I do believe it's in the national interest to have a period of stability and then the new leadership required. There is no need for a precise timetable today, but in my view, we should aim to have a new Prime Minister in place by the start of the Conservative Party conference in October.
With all counties reporting this morning, the Leave cause won 51.89% of the vote. Turnout was high at 72%, the highest in a national poll in Britain in more than two decades. The historic decision for Britain to leave the European Union was not well received by the EU, but their leadership says they're prepared to handle the outcome. EU Chair Donald Tusk.
It is a historic moment, but for sure not a moment for hysterical reactions. I want to reassure everyone that we are prepared also for this negative scenario.
In spite of that, it's also sending shockwaves through global markets. Asian markets plunged today. The Hang Seng tumbled more than 4%. Tokyo halted trading when shares slipped nearly 8%. Bloomberg estimates $700 billion in value lost in trading. Currencies were also caught up in the uncertainty. This is VOA News. A deadlocked U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday thwarted President Barack Obama's plan to defer deportation of millions of undocumented migrants. The 4-4 decision left in place a lower court decision that rejected an Obama bid to set new immigration policy by executive order after Congress failed to pass comprehensive immigration changes. President Obama was admittedly disappointed.
I think it is heartbreaking for the millions of immigrants who made their lives here, who've raised families here, who hoped for the opportunity to work, pay taxes, serve in our military, and more fully contribute to this country we all love in an open way.
The president's setback comes as the Supreme Court lacks a ninth judge to break a tie. Mr. Obama nominated a judge so far. The Republican-controlled Senate has refused to consider that nomination. The Colombian government and leftist FARC rebels have signed a ceasefire, bringing Colombia a major step closer to ending more than 50 years of guerrilla warfare. There were celebrations and tears of joy in the capital city of Bogota on Thursday. Meanwhile, security challenges remain between the Colombian government and a second insurgency, the leftist National Liberation Army, where negotiations have not yet begun. The United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says talks about a political transition in Syria are needing a boost.
Don't forget, the cessation of hostilities took place when the Russian Federation and U.S. agreed on something, and that produced a critical mass. We are looking for the same type of critical mass on the beginning of the political transition.
Speaking from Geneva, de Mistura said he hoped negotiations could start soon, but explained they depend on the humanitarian conditions and security situation inside Syria. The government in Jakarta today said seven Indonesian sailors have been abducted at sea in the southern Philippines, the latest in a string of recent abductions in the waters between the two countries. Indonesia's foreign minister said the government will do everything possible to free these hostages. Officials have not yet confirmed whether a ransom demand has been made or whether the captors were members of the southern Philippine-based militant group Abu Sayyaf. Abu Sayyaf released 10 Indonesian sailors last month that had been held captive since March. Here in Washington, Democratic Party lawmakers shouted appeals to their Republican colleagues as they ended their 26-hour sit-in at the U.S. Capitol. They are upset Republican leaders adjourned the House of Representatives and recessed for 2 weeks without debating gun control legislation. A long-running gun debate in Congress renewed recently after the largest mass shooting in history, took place and took dozens of lives in Orlando, Florida. And in U.S. politics, presidential candidate Bernie Sanders told a packed town hall meeting in New York City last night that while elections come and go, social revolutions continue. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.